Hello, everyone, one and all, and welcome to the second episode of the Red Pill Radio broadcast by your host. I am Sias, also known as Gen Advice. Now, why do I call myself Gen Advice? Well, the last one should be very obvious because I give advice. But the first one, many people don't really think too hard on. And that is the word djinn. Now let's read what a djinn is, shall we? Any of a class of spirits lower than the angels, capable of appearing in human and animal forms and influencing humankind for either good or evil. Now, hopefully you understand that I influence for good, not evil, obviously. I hate evil. I have my dark sides, but if I was to explain how I am associated with evil, it's the type of darkness that kills evil, that destroys evil. If that makes sense to you, hopefully it will. Now, for this episode of the Red Pill, I want to make the topic of this broadcast why I hate human beings. Now, I know you're probably thinking, now, why do you hate human beings if you want to help human beings? Well, that's very simple. The very reason I hate them is because most of them need this help. Now, I find that very lowly. As something as intelligent as a human being, for them to be so ignorant, it's just completely low. Completely low. We are capable of so much, and yet people understand so little. Now, I want to make a little example for you. You're human. Let's say you're a white male. Now, this is an example, so bear with me and just listen. This doesn't affect or display who you truly are. But you're a human, you're a white male, and across the street from you is another human. And he's a Chinese guy. Okay? He's a Chinese male. Now, for whatever reason, you two don't like each other. Now let me explain why you don't like each other in this little example, this little metaphor, this little analogy. You're white, he's Chinese. He's across the street, you're where you are. You're tall, he's short. He speaks one language, you speak another. Okay? Well, he's natively from China, you're natively from Europe. Well, what's the problem? Why do you hate each other? Is that the reason? You don't know. You just hate him, right? Now, why is that? Let's think about it. Technically, you're on the same street. You're both there at the same time of the day. You're in the same city, in the same county, in the same state. You're in the same country, on the same continent, on the same planet, in the same universe, in the same lifetime. And yet somehow you're highlighting each other's differences. Unfortunately, some people think like this. And until that stops, you'll never, ever have a peaceful world. Now, that's not really what I hate about humans. What I generally dislike about people, and the reason I'm a misanthropist, despite me trying to help, and I'll never give up. But I will always hold that burning detestment for humanity until they snap out of this slumber. They're ignorant. They're lazy. And I don't mean, oh, you don't feel like working out on Tuesday, even though you set a goal. I don't mean you're that type of lazy. I mean, you don't search for the truth because it's so-called too hard. That's lazy. Okay? You get extremely obese because you don't cook your own dinner because you're too lazy and you get McDonald's. Then the doctor tells you you have diabetes and maybe you can reverse it if you work out, and you don't. You'd rather die. That's too lazy. That's the type of lazy I hate. And what else? What else can make me hate humans? Just the opposite of love. I'm not a hateful type. In fact, this is extreme. There's things that I extremely dislike, but there's nothing I really hate besides humans. That's the only thing you can possibly hate, technically. You can really, really hate a song, but because that human made it, you can't truly hate a deer. You can't truly hate the snow. You can dislike it. Maybe you don't like cold weather. Maybe you slipped when you was little and you just don't like the snow ever since then. But truthfully, it has done nothing to you. But humans, they do stuff to you. Now, what have they done recently? Well, they haven't stood up for their rights and made us as a whole pay for it. Because one man is not going to stand up for everybody and be successful. That's impossible. That's impossible. Let's say if one man tried to stand up for everybody and everybody even agreed with that one man, but they didn't help, they didn't participate, they just said, hey, you got my support from the distance. That man isn't going to be successful. You have to stand up with that man. Get in that category. Stand on his side. Help him row the boat. And nobody does that. Nobody's willing to participate. And that's why freedoms are just dwindling away. You can like videos all day. You can share videos all the time. But if you're not making videos, if you're not telling somebody, hey, you shouldn't, be too proud of Obama because he's a criminal and he's kind of screwing the whole country over right now. He's raising our taxes. You know, he's not helping anything. He's only creating more problems. If you haven't done that when you heard somebody say, oh man, Obama's a good guy, then you're not really helping, though, are you? You're kind of just ignoring the problem. And hence, letting it take over. How so? I'm not spreading that Obama's a good person. Well, let's put it like this. If someone's breaking in your house, and yeah, you hear it, and you can even hear them whispering outside your window, if you just, go back to sleep, because you locked your doors, you got the gun next to you, hey, if they come in here, I'll just, shoot them. But maybe your daughter's downstairs and she doesn't know. Now, if they come in there and something happened to your daughter, are you going to not be involved with your daughter getting injured or hurt because you didn't hurt her yourself? The criminals did it? The people who broke in your house, they did it? Or are you going to be responsible too because you didn't try to get up and say, hey, maybe my daughter might need some protection. Maybe I should help her. And that didn't cross your mind, did it? Well, it would, obviously. So if you see your country in danger, and you know, hey, I live here too. Maybe it's not directly happening to me, but maybe I should say something. Maybe I should do something. Maybe I should just start shouting out a little warning here and there. At least shout out a little warning. Now that makes the most sense I ever heard in the past 2 months, and unfortunately I said it. I don't walk down the street and see someone my age saying, you know what, I'm really getting tired of my lack of freedom as an American. I have never, ever heard that, and I don't think I ever will. Hopefully I will, but let me be a realist right now. Not a pessimist, but someone who is actually looking at the facts and reality, the trends, the statistics. And let me tell you, that might not ever happen. Let me tell you that you might be enslaved like Nazis before you get freedom, the complete form of freedom. Let me tell you that you have a higher chance of being enslaved. Does that hurt your feelings? Are you going to dislike my video because I'm being too negative? Or am I being too real? Hate it all you want. Dislike it all you want. You know what? Truth is still truth. Do you understand that? No matter what you do, no matter how much you deny, or how much you try to make up excuses, truth will remain truthful. That's all it is. Now, I'm not no perfect, non-sinning person. But one thing I don't do on purpose is lie. There's absolutely no reason for me to lie. I never get in situations where I have to lie because I'm never doing something that requires lying. Fallacious acts, that's not associated with me. All I try to do is wake up people. I live my life. But I'm not just going to keep. I could easily not make videos. I could easily stop. I have no problem doing it either. You know why I'm not going to do that? Well, because you care about our freedoms. Yes. But even more so, over that, completely over that, and up in the sky beyond, because I'm selfish. I'm extremely selfish. And that's why I make videos. Now, what can I mean when I say I'm selfish? Well, because I care about my freedom. And I'm not going to let that be taken away from me. You can be enslaved all day. I don't care. Do it. Do it. Have fun. But me? I'm going to do what the fuck I want. And no one's going to stop that shit. No one. And if you don't like my language, bye. I'm not being rude, but let's face it. The world isn't going to censor itself for you. You can censor yourself from reality, but the world will not do that for you. That's why I like the world. It's ruthless. It does not care. A few months ago, I was homeless for 2 weeks. The world did not care. And you know what? I'm not angry about it. Because I am where I am. Because I got out the situation. Even though I was in a thraldom. And under the control of something. Because of the stupid situation and living arrangements that the government set up. Making it so difficult to live a normal life. You have to struggle. But you know what? My middle finger is up right now and I'm screaming, fuck them. Because I'm free, bitch. And I can escape any trap, any hole, anything. No cage can cage me. And if you think it can, try me. My goal is to expose the Illuminati, the New World Order, and everything that falls under its supremacy. Because you're not going to control me and anyone I know and care for will not be enslaved by you either. Sias.